Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever all around this beautiful, beautiful world. Thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Been on a little break, but back. Big shout out to my cousin Linda. You know, she's a teacher, and so shout out to cousin Linda and her cohorts and students and all. Everyone in Big D, everybody here in Jackson, Mississippi, everyone around the world listening in major cities and small towns, islands, villages, even those that are working in space, thank you for tuning in, and a big shout out to the BTR community. Yay, yay, yay. It is Winning Mindset Wednesday. And so chime in, chat. I'm going to open the chat. This is a 30-minute show this morning, and opening up the chat. Those of you that have listeners' profile accounts, and of course my fellow podcasters, chat in the chat room, and also you can call in at. You know, we have a new number now, so I don't have it memorized. So I will be honest and transparent with you. 563-999-3426. 563-999-3426. There's a lot to talk, a lot of hot topics, and it's only like 25 minutes left in the show. But it is Winning Mindset Wednesday. And so let's talk about effective ways to achieve and maintain that winning mindset. Next week, we'll continue and talk about Grant Cardone and many others like Tony Robbins, Dan Pena, John Maxwell. I'm listing some of my favorites, some of your favorites, some of you that are actual life coaches and motivate, live to motivate others. Definitely would love for you to share with us ways to achieve and keep, and many, some of you just maintain and keep that winning mindset. The likes of Kobe Bryant, the likes of LeBron James, the likes of like Tony Robbins, Mark Cuban, everyday people, many of us. But then we are human. We are human beings with emotions and feelings. And so we do deal with things of life. And so we are human. So how do we maintain that? Because I'm shocked at, you know, some people that I believe and perceive as always being motivated or always being in a good mood when... if I'm talking to them in person or watching an interview, how, you know, they experience things. But we all are human. We must remember that. We're not robots. We're not AI. We are flesh and bone. We are humans, and we should treat one another as humans and look at life from a human or humanity perspective, right? And as I talk about robots and AI, and I had other things planned to talk about, but right before the show, I'm being transparent, Meta AI had a list of things that I could ask. I've asked Meta AI a few things this week, and it's been awesome. So Meta AI had, you know, more than a few suggestions for me to check out. So I tapped on Build a Daily Checklist. building a daily checklist is very important for any and all of us, children, adults, students, housewives and husbands, CEOs, having a daily checklist. Everybody, it's important to have a daily checklist. So Meta AI, and it's a checklist that many of us know and many of us have, but, you know, it's the basics. You know, stick to the basics. Morning routine. Number one, wake up at whatever your time. I'm an early riser. I wake up, honestly, between 3:30 and 6. Usually, mostly 4 o'clock-ish, you know. Two, stretch or exercise, yes. Three, brush your teeth and wash your face. Four, have a healthy breakfast. And I had a teacher in grade school, I think it was like in the third grade, and she always repeated to us, eating breakfast is like putting gas in a car so you can start up and run like a car. And I know some of us are not morning breakfast people. And many of us eat breakfast food even for lunch and dinner. That's a whole other show. But something for breakfast. Get up and drink water, drink some orange juice, something, a little, get an apple or something light, regardless of what type of diet we are on. And big shout out to South Bay, because people are asking me about my diet. What's the South Bay diet? what am I doing? Some people tell me, oh, you look different, in a good way, you know, and compliment me like, wow. Because I most of my life I've always been slim, but then I've been fluctuating. And, you know, in recent years, I'll get the weight off and then come back. Even last year, I had the weight off, and then it would sneak back on me, emotional eating, or I don't know. But I know the next time I go to the doctor, I'm going to schedule a doctor's appointment for June, and I pray that Dr. Quinn and his wife, Melissa, and his staff are impressed, and I pray I get a good report. But it's like a combination of an intermediate and a Mediterranean diet, but that's a whole other topic too. But I'm just, some of you might say, well, what is she doing? But and it has really helped me overall tremendously. Not just my energy level, my attitude, and all. So that's why it's good that Meta put emphasis on a healthy breakfast. Cause hey, to me a pizza is a healthy breakfast too. Even though I am a fan of breakfast food, a pizza. But look, you have your, and I like extravaganzas and all that with loaded. So a pizza with the vegetables, to me, I'm like, that's a healthy diet. but I mean, honestly, that's not funny. But yeah, so a healthy breakfast. It could be just a cup of coffee, chocolate, juice, a smoothie. Sometimes you just need a smoothie or an Ensure or a Boost and so on. But so I'm going to go over the morning routine again. Wake up at your time. Two, stretch or exercise. And I begin stretching before I get out the bed. No joke. I stretch my legs, my arms, my feet, everything, my entire body. Three, brush your teeth and wash your face. Four, have a healthy breakfast. Not a beer and all that. I mean, but to each his own. Five, plan out your day. Set your goals and priorities. So you definitely, when we do that checklist, that morning routine, already a winner. Just dealing with the basics. Productivity. check out and respond to urgent emails and messages. 2, work on most important tasks or project for the day. 3, take regular breaks to stay focused and refreshed. 4, progress in other tasks or projects. 5, review and update your to-do list. And we're always constantly reviewing and updating our to-do lists, aren't we? Now, in the book, The 1-Minute Millionaire, they recommend to do the 85-15 rule. Flip over and do the most important 15% first. Do the things that you fear first. You fear things first. Do the things that first. The slay the dragons first. Self-care, plenty of water throughout the day. 2, take a short walk or move your body. And, I mean, even sitting at your desk or if you stand up a lot, I mean, it's important to, do stretches and do chair exercises if you sit at a desk or in a cubicle or in your office often. You can do arm exercises. There are various type of exercises. You can go to YouTube, and you can talk to the Meta AI. Alexa and Siri have some competition, and Google Assistant. Practice mindfulness or meditation, what we discuss almost every episode, and on Mondays we do have the mindfulness. And sorry, we didn't broadcast on Monday, but next Monday we will. And we will be talking about spring cleaning. 4, eat a healthy lunch and snack. So Meta AI always put emphasis on healthy lunch and snack. 5, get some fresh air or natural light. It means so much. Yes, it does. When I woke up this morning, I opened the door to get some fresh air, to inhale some nice, good air. First thing in the morning, I like to step outside and just inhale the air, especially when it's raining. Evening routine, review your progress and accomplishments for the day. 2, plan for tomorrow, set your goals and priorities. 3, relax and unwind, read, listen to music, etc. 4, prepare for bed, wind down and get cozy. 5, go to bed, your time. And it is important to practice a disciplined sleep schedule. I mean, I changed my sleep schedule a couple of years ago, and it has done wonders. And those of us that find managing our weight, it the way we sleep, the hours we sleep, even if you work overnight or your sleep patterns affect your metabolism, your immune system, and all. So it's important to have a consistent and disciplined, to do best, because I know we have wild lives, don't we? But to do, and then we have so much on our minds too when we do lay our heads down on a pillow. But it is important to do our best to have a consistent and disciplined sleep pattern. So I'm going to go over this again. And this is important for having a winning mindset. Eating healthy is important because, like I mentioned, been on this Salt Bae diet for almost a year since last June. It has done a lot for my attitude, for my personality, my demeanor, my perspective, all the way I deal with things. It has done a lot, and probably because and to be honest, it's the way my mother raised me to eat too. Eat lean meats, fruits, and vegetables. You all hear Cousin Linda and I talk about that. But and it's important to get the proper exercise that we need. 30 to an hour daily, some of us 3 or 5 times a week, but it's important daily to get in something if it's the stretches that we had discussed. But I'm going to go over that Meta AI list again. Daily checklist. Morning routine. Number 1, wake up at your time. 2, stretch or exercise. 3, brush teeth and wash face. And I need a doctor's appointment. I need to get my teeth done. Have a healthy breakfast. 5, plan out your day. Set your goals and your priorities. And so that goes into consistency and discipline. So we have to practice it personally and professionally, and when those of us that study and research and our students, it's important for us to practice that consistency and discipline. That's in our lives, period, to be consistent. And yes, I'm talking to myself and many of my friends and mentors. You know, they express the importance of consistency and discipline in their life. My managers with my new job with Dixon Golf, that's something that they stress. My Avon coach, Mala Gross Garcia, that's something, that's how she and her husband became multimillionaires with Avon and being a vet, being consistent. My late brother-in-law, my mother, many people that are successful, from everyday people to celebrities, stress the importance of being consistent and disciplined. And like Mom said, never give up. So productivity, 1, check and respond to urgent emails or messages. 2, work on most important tasks on project for the day or 3, take regular breaks to stay focused and refreshed. Yeah. 4, make progress on other tasks or projects. 5, review and update your to-do list. Self-care, 1, drink plenty of water throughout the day. 2, take a short walk or move your body. 3, practice mindfulness or meditation. 4, eat a healthy lunch and snack. 5, get some fresh air or natural light. Then eating routine. 1, review your progress and accomplishments for the day. You know, to me, that's equal to when we would say to kids and what our parents and role models and adults would say to us, what did you learn today? So review your progress and accomplishments for the day. Even as adults, it's important for us to, you know, review. What did I learn today? What did I accomplish today? 2, plan for tomorrow. Set goals and priorities. 3, relax and unwind. Read, listen to music, etc. 4, prepare for bed. Wind down and get cozy. 5, go to bed at your respective time. And also they say feel free to customize the checklist to fit your individual needs and preferences. But this is the basic. And yeah. So let's see what other questions I had asked Meta AI about flattening the tone in the stomach area and some other questions also. But that is perfect for maintaining a winning mindset. Just, you know, focus on the basics and on the consistency and on the discipline of doing this checklist. I thank you all for tuning in. There is so much to talk about, and tomorrow we will be talking Travel Thursday. Thank you. love that music. Yay, yay, yay. So I asked Meta AI, how can we achieve a winning mindset? Achieving a winning mindset requires a combination of beliefs, attitudes, and habits that help you cultivate a positive and resilient mindset. Here are some strategies to help you achieve a winning mindset. Number one, set clear goals. Define what success means to you. That's a great point. And set specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound SMART goals. Develop a growth mindset. Embrace challenges. Learn from failures. And believe that your abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. Three, focus on the process instead of just focusing on the outcome. Right. Focus on the steps you need to take to achieve your goals. Four, practice positive self-talk. Encourage yourself with positive affirmations and replace negative self-talk with positive and empowering beliefs. Five, embrace a positive attitude. Focus on the good things in life. Practice gratitude and maintain an optimistic outlook. Four, develop resilience. Learn to bounce back from setbacks and don't give up when faced with obstacles. I think my middle name is now Resilience instead of Colette. Surround yourself with positivity. Spend time with people who support and encourage you and avoid negativity. Eight, you know, the haters, the naysayers, those that don't see anything good happening with me, nobody. Eight, take care of yourself. Get enough sleep, exercise regularly, and maintain a healthy diet to fuel your mind and body. Nine, stay focused and disciplined. Stay committed to your goals and avoid distractions that can derail your progress. 10, learn from others, study people who have achieved success in their fields, and learn from their strategies and mindset. 11, practice mindfulness, stay present in the moment, and avoid worrying about the past or future. Yeah, that's something that I have to work on, being mindful, no joke, and, you know, take one day at a time. At the same time, our past influences us, and it's good to be optimistic for the future. 12, embrace failure. View failure as an opportunity to learn and grow. And don't be afraid to take calculated risks. Remember, developing a winning mindset takes time and effort, but with persistence and dedication, you can cultivate a mindset that helps you achieve your goals and reach your full potential. So I'm going to go down the information that Meta AI gave me regarding achieving a winning mindset. Achieving a winning mindset requires a combination of beliefs, attitudes, and habits that help you cultivate a positive and resilient mindset. Here are some strategies to help you achieve a winning mindset. Set clear goals, number one. Define what success means to you and set specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound SMART goals. Two, develop a growth mindset. Embrace challenges, learn from failures, and believe that your abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. Three, focus on the process instead of just focusing on the outcome. Focus on the steps you need to take to achieve your goals. Four, practice positive self-talk. Encourage yourself with positive affirmations and replace negative self-talk with positive and improved. Five, embrace a positive attitude. Focus on good things in life. Practice gratitude and maintain an optimistic outlook. Six, develop resilience. Learn to bounce back from setbacks and don't give up when faced with obstacles. Seven, surround yourself with positivity. Spend time with people who support and encourage you and avoid negative influences. Eight, take care of yourself. Get enough sleep, exercise regularly, and maintain a healthy diet to fuel your mind and body. Nine, stay focused and disciplined. Stay committed to your goals and avoid distractions that can derail your progress. 10, learn from others. Study people who have achieved success in their fields and learn from their strategies and mindset. 11, practice mindfulness. Stay present in the moment, avoid worrying about the past or future. 12, embrace failure. Embrace failure. So embrace failure. I had a gentleman that, what did he do? He tried to commit suicide at age 16, 36 now. And he said, thank God, a delivery man. It was bad weather. He was living in Louisiana. He said it was bad weather, rainy weather. And a delivery guy that wasn't supposed to be delivering at his house showed up and seen him and saved his life. And he said, embrace your failures. Embrace them. Embrace the struggle. That's what he said. Embrace the struggle. Don't complain about the struggle. Embrace the struggle. So, and now he's a hardworking Christian man, started his own business and worked with another contractor and spreading the gospel because he was ministering to me, as I was just telling y'all. But so embrace the struggle, embrace the failures, and it's something when other people perceive you as a failure, and then you even perceive yourself as a failure. But many successful people, mainly, have experienced failure. All of us have experienced failure. But one thing that's important for us not to give up. Not to give up. That's why my late mother always said, never, never give up. Never, never give up. So remember, developing a winning mindset takes time and effort. But with persistence and dedication, you can cultivate a mindset that helps you achieve your goals and reach your full potential. So that I like that, the checklist. And then the advice from Meta AI regarding achieving a mindset. And they're pretty much like the same, right? We have the checklist, but then we have the specifics of how to achieve and keep a winning mindset. So I know the consistency and discipline is born to many, but it's important. It is our lifeline to success. It is our lifeline to being winners. It is our lifeline to, after we have been dealt, and as we deal with losses and we can embrace those losses and struggles and failures and manifest those wins, those big W's in our lives. Personally, professionally, and educationally, socially, and health-wise, it's important for us to practice these. This information for a winning mindset is good for our overall lives because our overall lives are connected. So it's very important. So I thank you all for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Winning mindset. I needed this. And I don't believe I'm alone. And I appreciate you all. And I look forward to you calling into the show on future broadcasts. Also chatting in the chat room. Thank you for those of you that are connecting with me and networking with me on social media. Those that I've known ever since I arrived in this world, and friends from around the world globally. Thank you so much. Big shout out to the. Let's see. I love to talk about the top. I won't say wish, but Blog Talk Radio. Come on and show stats of who's listening and watching here in the States, because that show globally. Thank you so much, global listeners, too. We're one big family. Of course, my native United States is number one. Finland is number two. Germany, number three. Turkey is at, it's climbing back up. Number four, you know, my show song is from Kırmızı in Istanbul, and you know, cousin and I love us some Salt Bay, who's of Istanbul, but he's in Miami, so a big shout out to he and his staff in Miami. Big shout out, big happy birthday to so many of you have celebrated birthdays this month and next month. I have so many relatives and friends and acquaintances that have celebrated birthdays and that are celebrating birthdays soon. You know, my birthday is in August. You know, I always have to mention that. But so many birthdays. So happy birthdays. Today's your birthday. Happy belated birthday. Those that know, I have a group that I created in 2017, the James Franco Project. So James Franco's birthday was on this past Friday, and the group celebrated his birthday this past weekend. And so happy birthday to James Franco. He's working abroad. James Franco is working, and he's working abroad. Those of you that are abroad know this. So we're looking forward to you returning to the States, James, and working and being the humanitarian that you are. It's a lot of local news going on in Jackson. So we're running out of time. It's a lot of, and you all know I want to talk about what's going on in politics. You know, but we're getting ready. The show is going to conclude. It's going to conclude soon. So talk with us. Chime in. Chat in the chat room. Thank you for those that do send me friend requests and interact with me on Facebook. Bethany Williams, I have two pages, Bethany Williams, and they're usually connected. Beth Avon Lady, Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports has a page. You know, I'm on Instagram, I'm on TikTok. I have a YouTube channel, but I haven't posted any lives yet or did any shows yet, but I will. I have two. You know, I have my original from way like 2006, and then Cut the Shock Entertainment, and then I have the one that I recently created, Beth Be True. So those of you that are on YouTube, definitely follow, subscribe to my channel. Yeah, get me to 1,000 so I can start monetizing. And thank you for supporting the podcast, which was born right here on Blog Talk Radio in March 2011. So many birthdays. So birthday babies and those that are graduating, hallelujah. All right. So thank you all, because the show is going to conclude any second, and I really thank you for your love and for your support, and worldwide listeners, I just thank you and appreciate you. Kind of knocked somebody off. Let's see, we have Finland. I don't see Brazil in the top. Brazil was in the top. So China was number six, and Brazil was in the top. And I don't see Brazil, but I know there are many listeners in South America also, and in Africa, and in the UK. Thank you all so much for your love and for your support and listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Yes, so my apologies for the ringing, but thank you all again for tuning in. Remember, you can email me at CultureShock, KULTURESHOKENT, media at gmail.com, KULTURESHOKENT, MEDIA, at gmail.com. And if you still use the Yahoo account, it's good too. I check the emails. CultureShock, KULTURESHOKENT _ Beth at yahoo.com. KULTURESHOKENT _ Beth at yahoo.com. Cash App, also $ Beth Be True, CultureShock. BETH, BTRU, KULTURESHOK. $ Beth, B-E-T-H, B-T-R-U, K-U-L, T-U-R-E, S-H-O-K. A big shout out again to the Blog Talk Radio owners, staff, management, my fellow podcasters. A big shout out to Pastor Donnell Green Jr. and the winning team. Big shout out to all the podcasters around the world. Big shout out. Thank you, all creative people, business people, everybody. Big shout out. You know, let's be winners, not losers. but then remember, embrace the failures, embrace the losses, but never give up so we can win, win, win. Like DJ Khaled say, all we do is win, win, right? So thank you again for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Closing word, never give up.
Your call did not go through. Please try your call again. 058
Stop it. Oh, you're cleaning your papa.
Mm-hmm.